All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Dr. Erin Nance and her brother Kevin McDermott, and they're here to talk about Erin's new memoir entitled Little Misdiagnosed, which will be coming out tomorrow. And first of all, welcome to the show. Ladies first, Erin, this is a very deeply personal story about your brother, Kevin. And tell us a little bit more about how this all got off the ground, please.
Thank you, Rick, so much for having me and Kevin on this podcast, on this radio show. I believe that everyone has one Netflix-worthy story about their life. And if not Netflix, at least Lifetime. And for me, that story was the first day of work as an orthopedic surgeon. Happened to be the same day that my brother Kevin, who was a Division I athlete at Duke, a Team USA track runner, was in a diving accident, broke his neck, and became a quadriplegic. So it's, you know, the story of how that first day kind of turned my life and my career upside down. He, in essence, became my first patient, and how that interaction really shaped me as a doctor.
Kevin, welcome to the show. And this really shows that when something devastating happens like that, it's not just you, it's everyone who cares about you, the effect it has, doesn't it?
Yeah, thanks. And yeah, thanks, Rick, for having me on the show. Unfortunately, it's what happens to, you know, people in life. And, you know, I didn't want that to be part of my story, but, you know, it is what it is. And I have such an incredible family and support system. And if you read the book, you'll see how much of an amazing sister Erin is to me and had been, especially, you know, on July 5th, 2009, on her first day of work, and really turning things upside down for her. But she took things in stride and was an incredible sister and became my de facto doctor during the hardest times of those first few days, weeks, and months after my diving accident. And I'm very, very lucky and blessed to have someone like Erin in my life, though.
So, Dr. Nance, the subtitle of the book, A Surgeon's Guide to Breaking Bones and Bending Rules. What does bending rules mean?
So, you know, each doctor has their own, you know, personal moral code when it comes to how we practice medicine. And what I found is that I was put in situations where what was happening because of the system just was not right and was not sitting well with me. So whether it was having to, you know, lie to hospital administrators to get a homeless woman like the surgery that she needed, or to sneak someone into the OR under a like John Doe name because he, you know, didn't have, you know, work papers. To me, I always brought it back to what is in the best interest of the patient. And unfortunately, in today's medical and healthcare system, not everybody is looking out for the best interest of the patient. So this is really a collection of, you know, the doctors that I learned from, good and bad, and the patients whose stories changed my life and shaped how I treat patients going forward.
No reflection on Lenox Hill and Mount Sinai, of course.
None whatsoever. Listen, what I write in the book is that I loved my time in training. And part of why it was so hard and an internal struggle to write a book like this, which some people may say it is like a tell-all. But for me, if we don't say the things out loud, then nothing changes. So I think it's really important, especially for any female who's in a male-dominated field, it doesn't matter which field you're in, that certain ways of doing things, it's not right. And I realized that if I stayed quiet, it just made it harder for the next person to speak up.
Very well said. So, Kevin, for you, when your sister says, look, this will be very poignant, it's going to help people, Did you say, look, I need a little bit of editorial freedom here, like don't tell the story about this or that? Or did you literally say, you know, double entendre intended, I'm an open book?
I'm always an open book. Erin does a great job of just telling, you know, her perspective of the events that happened. No, I trust Erin implicitly. So whatever she put in the book was, and I read everything, you know, once it came out here, and I was very touched with how she presented everything. And I know it wasn't easy from her perspective to go back and revisit all that, you know, the tough times with our family and how she rose up and really put me on the right path towards as much recovery as I can. So like I said, I love Erin. She was so good at what she does and how she presented it in the book. So Erin's the best.
And I'll say, you know, as someone who's writing a memoir, that's the most nervous part about how the people you write about will react. And I think probably the most meaningful thing was I got text messages from my parents and my other brothers and the other doctors who I write about, saying that they were, you know, so proud of me. And that's really the audience that I care about the most.
Well said. And Dr. Nance, just as an aside, as a baseball fan, I know you're a hand surgeon. What is the deal with the hamate bone? Because people break it swinging the bat. It's very frustrating for the players and the fans. What the hell is the hamate bone?
So the hamate bone is a really funky shaped bone in the middle of your wrist. And for the most part, it's like a big flat bone, but it has this hook, okay? This little hook that sticks up in the middle of your palm. You can feel it actually if you press, it's down on the pinky side of your palm, and it's this little protrusion. And it happens to be exactly where, if you are holding a bat or a golf club, but golf clubs are a great example, if you duff a shot, okay, that zinger that goes into your hand is because you hit the hook of the hamate. Same thing if you do a check swing, all of that power goes into the hook of the hamate, which is the weakest part of the bone. And the problem is that there is no blood supply into the hook. So the only way to treat it is you have to surgically excise it. So that's why, I have treated NFL quarterbacks, I have treated NHL players, I have treated wide receivers, the whole gamut. And the hook of the hamate is really annoying because it's almost always a guaranteed surgery. So you're out for at least 3 to 6 weeks, I'd say.
Wow, great answer. Kevin, I wanted to swing it around and ask you, because obviously when something as devastating like this happens, and as Erin was saying, you were a fantastic athlete, and I don't know if you can ever get past the why me phase, but it's very brave what you're doing, and you are a great example to others. But how hard is that, even to this day, to like just get on with it and not feel sorry for yourself nonstop, which I think most of us would?
Yeah, you know, right. Like, it is very difficult. My life has, you know, changed 180 from that day. And yeah, I was a big athlete. That was my identity. With my brothers growing up, we played football, baseball, basketball, hockey, flipping quarters, whatever it was, we were competing. And I ended up going into track and field once, you know, I got into high school and college and post-college. I was trying to pursue the marathon, and it was very difficult. I try to stay positive as best as I can. Like I said earlier, I have the best support system. My family's incredible. My wife is the best. And I just try to surround myself, you know, thinking of positive thoughts. If anything comes negative, I say, hey, things could have been worse. From July 5th, I could easily not be here. But it was my athletic background and mentality that really I had taken from that day, July 5th. I said, there's only one way to attack this, and it's to continue the way I attack every day practice. I've got to be on a timeline. I've got to be working my butt off. You know, if I'm not working out, I've got to be resting and be ready for the next workout. But just surrounding yourself with good people, and trying to stay busy as much as possible. It stings and it hurts to see, you know, people playing sports and running around. I just went outside 2 seconds ago. I'm watching people walk down the sidewalk right now, and it's like, man, like that would be really nice to just get outside and take a few steps. But you know, I just try and divert and think about positive thoughts all the time. It's definitely not easy. But like I said, just turning to good people, turning to family, and yeah.
And I have to jump in and just say that Kevin is such a better person coming out of this accident. He is a mentor to new people who have been injured. You know, athletes are probably at greatest risk for developing spinal cord injuries. So he, you know, works with the Christopher Reeve Foundation. He is a tremendous example. And I think having that athletic background is what drove him to succeed.
Very well said. Last question, Aaron, and that is, you know, being on TikTok, Little Misdiagnosed, the pod, the medical detectives, and I know you have something that just launched a couple of weeks ago, Feel Better, BETR. What is that?
So Feel Better is the first health-specific social media network. And, you know, I kind of got my start in media on social media, where I think the doctors do a phenomenal job with medical education, really breaking down complex topics so that people can understand. But the current platforms that exist are untrustworthy and filled with misinformation. So I decided to create our own platform where the creators are actually vetted health professionals, so that you can be, you know, proud when you watch content and say, wow, I know this is coming from a credible source. And not only the information, but also to be able to connect people in the community who have the same problem. So, you know, 15 years ago when Kevin had his injury, it was not that easy to find other people who had become quadriplegic. But today, that should not be the limiting factor. We should be able to connect people who are going through the same thing.
I've been speaking with Kevin McDermott and Dr. Aaron Nance. Her new memoir, Little Misdiagnosed, A Surgeon's Guide to Breaking Bones and Bending Rules, will be out tomorrow from Day Street Books, HarperCollins. Congratulations, you two, on the effort. I know it's going to help a lot of people, and continued good work, please.
Thank you so much, Rick.